Chapter 5. A Cart in the Night. While the two girls were waiting, the noise grew louder and louder.
"Are your eyes still closed?"
Marcia asked. Then suddenly, Maya realized what the noise was.
"Marcia," she said, "that isn't Medusa. Listen, it's just a cart on the road."
Both girls opened their eyes. They got up quietly and looked over the bank. While they were watching the cart, the moon came out.
"Where are they going?"
Maya asked.
"That's the road to the port of Ischalis. Marcus built it last year. The other road goes to the town,"
Marcia answered. Suddenly, one of the guards called out.
"Time for a rest. We'll go over there. We can leave the cart here until we're ready to go on."
The guards moved away from the road and took the boys with them.
"You can rest for a bit,"
one of the guards said to the boys.
"But don't get too comfortable,"
shouted the other.
"We won't be here for long."
The boys lay down. It was clear that they were tired and wanted to sleep.
"Let's go over there,"
said the first guard.
"We can sit down for a bit and have a drink."
While the guards were drinking and laughing, Maya spoke to Marcia.
"Let's go and see what's in the cart,"
she whispered.
"Those guards are so noisy, they won't hear a thing." "What's that?"
"Lead from the mine."
"That's funny. Why is it funny?"
Marcia explained.
"The lead mine is near here. Marcus runs it for the Roman Empire. But the lead from the mine always goes to Glevum, not to Ischalis."
"So why is it going to Ischalis now?"
Maya asked.
"There must be a reason."
Suddenly, Marcia's eyes opened wide.
"The lead is worth a lot of money," she said.
"Maybe Marcus is stealing it."
"Stealing from the Roman Empire?"
cried Maya.
"That's serious."
"It would explain why they're out at night," said Marcia.
"Of course," shouted Maya. "People would see them during the day."
"Maya," said Marcia, "we must run back to Ischalis and tell the commander about this. I know where the Roman fort is."
"Yes,"
Maya agreed.
"Quick, let's go."